It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Noah Adams. On Thursdays, we read from your letters, and we start today with one piece of mail that will stand for many, pointing out what listeners felt was a glaring omission in our question and answer segment about terrorism and its origins.
Tom Ruich of St. Louis writes, "I am an American Jew who appreciates our country's support for Israel. Nonetheless, I recognize that many, including those who perpetrated the terror on September 11th, hate this country primarily because of its support for Israel. Your correspondent Ted Clark failed to mention Israel when citing reasons for hatred toward the United States. He mentioned the U.S. forces in Saudi Arabia, continued bombing of Iraq, and other factors all tied to the Gulf War. But what about Israel?"
From Carl Silva of Lynn Haven, Florida, "I am sitting here in stunned disbelief listening to Noah Adams' interview with Seymour Hersh about the so-called failures of the CIA. What hubris, what unmitigated gall. After years of writing articles critical of the CIA and its work, a fact which he admitted in the interview, Hersh describes the actions of the CIA since the end of the Cold War as drawing down and pulling back. For years, Mr. Hersh and his ilk have done everything in their collective power to tie the hands of the CIA and take away the tools they needed to do their job."
Scott Caulfield writes from Yarmouth, Maine, "I was listening to your story on possible scenarios if and when a bioterrorism attack unleashed smallpox on what your report referred to as a virgin population. It may be that I'm closer to history because I teach it every day, but it seems you've forgotten some very basic American history. The introduction of smallpox in the 16th and 17th centuries to the Native American populations decimated them in short order. There are recorded instances of French missionaries walking into whole villages completely depopulated by the ravages of smallpox."
And finally, a letter from Noreen Dolan, principal of the Benjamin Franklin Elementary School in Binghamton, New York. She writes about a commentary she heard on the silence of women since the attacks of September 11th. Ms. Dolan says, "I thought about this over the weekend, as silent tears streamed down my cheeks during the Lord's Prayer at church, as silent tears streamed down my cheeks during the opening ceremonies at an NFL game, and as I listened to my students sing the Peace Round during our morning program at school on Monday. The women of America are reacting in the ways they can. We are not really silent. We are loudly proclaiming our love for our families, our children, and our country. And we are working tirelessly at the job of restoring peace in the everyday lives of those we love."
Thanks to all for writing. The address is Letters, All Things Considered, National Public Radio, 635 Massachusetts Avenue Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20001. By email, it's atc@npr.org. And please include phone numbers, the name of your town, and guidance on pronouncing your name.